to me and said, go and say something. So I just really want to bring a greeting from Rosie and myself. So it's really nice to be back amongst you all. Thank you for your continued support. And just to let you know, 2 weeks ago I was in Romania and I was at a conference. And somebody there brought a very interesting little story, which I think is a challenge. This was a missionary to Romania who was being shown around by a local pastor. And they were driving through all the villages. And as they went through each village, the pastor would say to the missionary, this village doesn't have any evangelical church. This one doesn't have any evangelical church. This one doesn't have any church. This one has a church. And then he'd go on, two or three more don't have a church. This one has a church. And the missionary said he felt kind of compelled to turn to him and say, tell me, what's the difference between the villages that have a church and those villages that don't have a church? And after thinking about it, the pastor said, well, I don't think there's really any difference. And that's the challenge, you know. Is there a difference where the church is? Jesus said that we are supposed to do our good works in such a way that people will give glory to God. And I know Broadfield's doing things in the community. I know most churches are doing something in the community, but it really is a challenge, isn't it? Are we making a difference in the place where we live, as individuals, as families, as a church? The other thing that happened while I was there, I got to share in a church in Romania in their service, and I shared my testimony. And as I was talking about how God had spared me from my heart attack, the interpreter turned to me and whispered, we prayed for you. And I was so encouraged. And afterwards, several people came up to me, and they had actually prayed for me the very day after I went into hospital because they'd got word I was supposed to meet one of their people. It was a long story, but that's the nutshell. So God encouraged me through that as well. And, yeah, it's just nice to be back here and see you all again. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I'm amazed by just hearing the testimonies, because when you are hearing someone's life has been changed or something happening to someone's, you're always being encouraged by God is at work. He's doing his job. And today I want to just encourage you, don't think about others. I want to just encourage you, first of all, think about your life. Don't think about your husband or wife, kids, mom, dad. Think about your life. And I want to encourage you. We are going to just watch a testimony of a person which really impacted me. Just I watched that. Probably a couple of you or most of you watched it before. But it takes probably 5 minutes to just watch this one. And after, we will just hear from God's word. Revelation 12:11 says, by the blood of Lamb and word of the testimony, they overcame. Today, what I want to just talk, it's very significant to me, and I think to every one of us.
Next slide on that one. Okay.
This one. Yeah. Lovely. If you see something like that, especially in Britain, what would you do?
Go in.
Kevin avoids it. You know, my fiance, she loves UK very much. One of the reasons is because she finds a lot of sales here. When we are going all around, actually here is a blessing because you find many great deals which you cannot find. If you find this one, what would you go? For sure, probably you think I'm going to go in to see what I could find. What I want to talk about today, as I gave you that sentence, it's most of the times we are trying to find sales. We are trying to find discounts. We are trying to find something which we could afford it to buy. And when it comes to the church and Christian circles, sometimes we are facing with this stuff as well. Believe it or not, let's see. We go to the Christian outlets. We try to buy so many different things, crosses. We try to buy Jesus on sale with his statue. We try to buy Christian books. We try to buy necklaces. We try to buy so many different things. And there are so many prices on them, like Jesus here is on sale. We try to buy so many things. Jesus movies, and the price is there. If you want to buy it, you go on sale. If you don't find it on sale, you have to pay for it. You buy the images, the pictures, the banners, so many different things. Oh, here we go. Drawing. And here we go with Christmas time. Here we have baby Jesus on sale. Or 9 pieces. Oh, it's quite expensive. $1,190. You have to pay a lot. For sale. When it comes to a Christian life, why I ask you to just think about yourself. Because when it comes to our Christian life, we receive Jesus free. But to be honest with you, it wasn't really free. He paid the price. And we have to pay the price. One of the things, I had a word with Vivian. I've told her, when I became a Christian back in Iran, we were 10 of guys together. Today, 2 of us just we stayed and still we're believing in Jesus. 8 of them, they turned back. Why? Because some of us, when we are just sharing the good news of the gospel with people, we don't mention that's the road of cross. When you come, it comes to a place you feel dry, drained. Always the church is not the answer. I wish many, many times to come to the church, I find the whole thing I need and go and sort it out completely. For a week or for a month, just once come to the church and that's it. It doesn't work like that. Why? Because what we try to find, we receive Jesus freely, but still there is some stuff to pay for it. We have to change our lifestyles. There are so many principles inside of the Bible we have to do, and sometimes we are disappointed by them. Sometimes we cannot afford it and we feel guilty, we feel ashamed, and we feel we are far, far away from God. This is part of Christian life. But it's not the end of it. It's not the end of it. When he said, this is done, I have done it. What does it mean? We receive Jesus freely. But sometimes we put him on sale. How? We compromise with things. We are all on the same road. We are all on the same boat. When we see such a things like that, you know, when we ask, we make appeal, is there anyone who wants to give your life to Jesus? You come and say, Jesus, I am a sinner. I want to give my heart to you and I want to cleanse. I think it should be our continuous prayer. Because to be honest with you, even for me to stand here, it's just a miracle. It's just God's grace. It just, you know, we all are sinners and saved by grace. We received him freely, but still there are so many principles. Does it worth, in a days that Christianity is the most stupid thing to believe in, Christianity is the most creepy thing to some people, why does it worth to just follow Jesus then? That's why I showed you that clip. Personal testimonies. If we don't receive him, we don't taste him, if we don't accept or experience him personally, it's all about show. Church is a show, band is a show, and it's a routine. It's a culture. It's not God. It's not someone who is supernatural. It's not someone who is truth. Why? Later on we will see it inside of the Bible as well. Why Jesus, when he was just talking, in John 8, when he says, you know the truth, we use it in terms of evangelism to people. You know the truth and truth set you free. But Jesus was talking to the Jews who were believers. You know the truth and truth set you free. What's the truth Jesus is speaking about? Life has a different seasons. One season we feel, oh my goodness, I want to just fire down everywhere for Jesus. I'm so passionate for him. And it comes to a place you feel completely drained. Even you cannot open your mouth to just praise God or pray. Or even you want to disconnect yourself to the church, to Christian, to the friends, and you want to be on your own. In Genesis 23, or 22, we see Abraham, he wants to give a sacrifice. 22:4 says, on the third day, Abraham lifted his eyes and he saw the place from afar. He was going to give a sacrifice. What was the sacrifice? His son. The most important things. There are so many things. The little things are really important to us for our individual life. But sometimes it comes to a place of sacrifice. Sometimes you have to battle. You have to battle with your flesh. You have to battle with your mind. You have to battle with your friends, outside, principles, words, so many things. But why you have to battle? In order to gain something which worth it. If God worth it all, we have to fight. We have to fight. Just, I remember since months ago, sometimes I was just feeling I'm drained. I cannot just, even I don't want to serve. What's the point of serving? If I don't, that's why when Jesus says, you receive freely, give freely. If you don't receive, if you don't have personal testimony, if you don't have personal experience, how do we want to give? It's impossible. We see the rest. It says, then Abraham said to his young man, stay here with the donkey. I and boy will go over there and worship and come again to you. Sometimes it comes to our lives, we are alone. Believe it or not, like we see like, it's just Debbie, for instance, in your church. It comes to a place, you are with her, but she's alone there. It comes to a season in our lives, we are alone. The people are all around us, surrounding us. But here Abraham says, stay here. I and a boy, my son, we are going to worship. In our worship time, sometimes it comes, the people are there, the word of God with us. So many worship things is just, you know, we could have access in, but still, we have to carry on with our sacrifice, and there is no one else with us. We have to say, stay here, I have to do it on my own. And what happened? 6, and Abraham took the wood on the burnt offering and laid on Isaac, his son, and he took in his hand and the fire and the knife. He put it. And afterwards, what? And Isaac said, his father. And Isaac said to his father, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. What do you want? Sometimes when you have your sacrifice with you, the sacrifice starts to talk to you. Does it worth? What do you do? It doesn't meant to be like that. It doesn't worth it. What's your sacrifice? To battling, to living with Jesus. It's our sacrifice. We receive it free. But by watering down the Christianity as a church believer's individual, either outside of this door, as a person or an individual, or as a community inside of the church, neglecting something, gaining something, what is benefiting us, we are going to a place we put Christianity, Jesus for sale. It's not for free anymore. Does it worth? Well, there is a decision. It's a daily decision we have to make. And the drain and dry season comes for every one of us. I'm sure we are on the same boat and we all understand what does it mean by that. I'm going to play just for a couple of minutes, just 4 or 5 minutes. The guy is going to just share something with you and then we end up with, I'm going to ask at the end, if there is someone here wants to give your heart to Jesus, I'm just telling you, I was a Muslim. Most of the people here know. The only reason I am here is my personal experience, as that guy said. You could go, as the most probably, most of us, we tried so many things. You can try it on, but it comes to a place you're heart just beating for something, longing for something. If you want to follow him, it's hard. It's the way of cross. But it does worth it. It does worth it. Because it's not just about this time you are here. You know, there are so many cliches. Cross, church, redeems, redeemer, forgiveness. But unless we don't experience them, it's just a word. And just words. Dry kills. The word says, the word kills, but spirit gives life. If we need something new, we need him. And I'm going to, at the end of that track, I'm going to just ask, if someone wants to just give you a heart, just think about it. It's worth it, but it's not easy. The key is perseverance. For us as Christians, the only thing we need is to persevere and just keep going. On that point, is there anyone who wants to give your heart to Jesus today? Please do. But think about it. Because it does worth it. It's not about what other people are saying. It's about what you experience. Your personal experience is the most significant thing could change. True, the experience of that guy, many other people, even his abuser, they have been influenced by him. His destination completely changed, but he could stay there. And for all of us today, one by one, we need to receive more of him. If you feel completely drained, carry on, because the season is not going to be like that for always. It's going to go, and the other season will come. Father, we just give you thanks and glory, because you are the only one who worth to be praised. Father, thank you, because we, in our human levels, most of the times we talk about God paying the price. But Father, you paid the price and you gave us the helper to help us to just persevere and to finish off this journey by grace and your faithfulness. Lord, we pray for all of us today, for our families, for our friends, for this country, God, for Broadview, for this area. Father, we pray that your Spirit just give us, God, more personal experiences in order to step in a new season with you. For your glory and for our sakes, we pray. Amen.